all got saved, and I quit, and that broke up the team. Hallelujah. So many boys got saved in a Baptist revival. I mean, the Baptists used to preach something. A general Baptist preacher and a free will Baptist preacher held revival in a country schoolhouse out of Dale, Illinois, west of Dale, Illinois, amen, in the springtime. And it was muddy, and you couldn't park hardly off of the road. And so many people got saved in that revival, so many people come in that revival, that they blocked the county road. You couldn't get through. They parked the road full. Amen. Teddy Satterfield got saved in that meeting. Amen. Sister Carl and I went to that meeting and sung. And them Baptists would cry while we sung. We helped them out in that meeting, and a bunch of them came to our church. Ted Satterfield was one of them. Amen. Ted went on to get the baptism of the Holy Ghost, married a Pentecostal girl. Amen. But I mean, so many boys got saved out of McLeansboro High School, it broke up the basketball team in a Baptist revival. Woo, hallelujah. Far be it from us if the Baptist ever had more than the holiest folks claim. Come on. Amen. We've sold our soul for a mess of pottage. We've sold our soul for little white balls and big round balls and big white balls. Amen. And footballs and baseballs and all other kind of balls. Amen. We've sold our soul for sports. Amen. We've sold Christ down the river. Billy Graham made this statement. I guess I can quote him on it. Amen. He said, "We've played our emotions out at the theater and in front of the TV. Amen. And when we get to church, we don't have anything left for God." That's where the yeller went. Amen. It's like that family, you know, that said, "Brother Pearl Robinson over here on West Side said, we're not emotional. We don't worship like the rest of you do. We love God." Amen. And he saw their picture, that very family, on the front page of the Hamilton Journal. Amen. Not too many days afterwards. Amen. As throwing their hats in the air, had their arms thrown up, their mouth was wide open at the ball game. They said, "We're not emotional." They got emotional about the ball game. They got emotional about the things of the world. How the world gets emotional about its stuff. Amen. Let them laugh if we yell for Jesus. Let them laugh if we serve God. Amen. Go ahead and shout. Go ahead and run. He got to run in one night. Amen. And Herman Lee knocked that door off its hinges back there. And I drove some wooden pegs in it and put the door back on. Same night. Amen. A brother didn't make that curve right there and fell into that wall and knocked a hole in the wall with his head, the same size of his head. Marvin Gilbert was his name. Amen. The next day I patched the hole. Amen. Hallelujah. I patched that corner down on Springdale Road, a Pentecostal church where Dave Miller pastors. Amen. Because Brother Brian got to running one night, and that back right hand corner, he didn't quite make it around and stuck his head through the wall, and I drywalled it. Go ahead, boys. Run for Jesus. Knock a hole in the wall if you want to. I'll patch it. I've patched a bunch of them for God in the Miami Valley. There ain't been very many churches or parsonages around here that I ain't been in with my trowel. Amen. And my broom. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. If you put God first, you got time to do something for God. Christ promotes the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the power of God in our lives. I never seen, amen, a big time sportsman in church in my life, but what it came dragging into church when it came, looking like a sheep killing dog. Every last one of them. Because they left Jesus out. They left God out. Amen. Oh, you may think it's macho. What's macho about being a slave to a ball inflated with hot air? what's macho about being enslaved, bouncing balls on people's head and kicking them around in the field. Amen. Playing cow pasture pool. What is macho about clobbering a bunch of guys in the field trying to carry a ball from one end to the other? A pigskin inflated with hot air. Amen. I mean, they have really accomplished something, I'll guarantee you. Amen. Well, at least they built a stadium for whatever that's worth. A place for folks to go instead of going to church. What's wrong with sports? If you make it big in sports, it's drill, drill, drill. Practice, practice, practice. Wednesday night, revival night, camp meeting night, no matter what night it is. Amen. It's drill, 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 drill. Practice, 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 practice. Because if you make it big in this world, you got to give your life to it. And that's exactly how you make it big for God. You give your life to it. You can't give it to work. You can't give it to money. You can't give it to your unbelief. Think you can't make a living if you don't miss church. Think you can't make a living if you don't lay out of Sunday school. Think you can't make a living if you go to revival every night. Amen. Come dragging in, wore out, look like a sheep killing dog. Can't get in the services. Can't be your best for God. Amen. You're an idolater. That's what you are. You're worshiping the almighty dollar. Amen. Your unbelief is dragging you down the road relentlessly to a great big hole with fire shooting out of it. I'll tell you right now, you're out of the will of God when you don't put God first every way, in every case, in every situation. Amen. Christ promotes the Spirit. False teachers cater to the flesh. They say, well, we're just human. Amen. Oh, we're just a little farther over, just one page over. I have somewhat against you because this woman, Jezebel, teaches my children to commit adultery. Now, how does Jezebel do that in church? I mean, this is a primitive New Testament church she's doing that in. Amen. I mean, this is a church that John and Paul and Peter and the greatest of men that ever wore shoe leather preached in. And here's old Jesse. Tell them, here's how it goes. Amen. He said, well, we're just human, and if you fail, God will forgive you. And the go-ahead is inferred in the tone of her voice. She don't even have to say it. Everybody knows. She says, go ahead. Enjoy yourself. And she teaches them how to do it. Just like Balaam taught Balak how to do it. And bring down Jacob. Bring down Israel. Amen. Tens of thousands of women have sold themselves to become models for the ones that takes a picture for the pornography racket today. Where do they find all those mothers, girls that are willing to expose themselves? Where in the world do they find that many? Amen. We're in bad shape in the world today. Amen. And we're going to reap just what we sowed. Amen. God said, I'll cast her in a bed and I'll kill her children with death. And all the church shall know that I am He which searcheth the reins of the hearts, and I'll give to every one of you according to your works. Amen. But unto you I say, unto the rest in Thyatira, I'm here. I'm standing at the door. And I'm knocking. Amen. And as many as have not this doctrine, as many as have not known the depths of Satan. Can you imagine right in church? Delving into the depths of Satan? So close to Calvary. So close to the upper room. So close to the men of God. As they speak, I will put upon you no other burden. I'm here to help you. Which will it be, Christ or license? I'll tell you what folks are looking for when they leave here. They're looking for a smooth-talking preacher that'll make them feel good while they sin. Amen. Hey, glory to God, I have a hard time talking smooth under normal circumstances. Amen. They're looking for a smooth talk. Amen. A preacher with a silver tongue. Amen. Glory to God. And you can hear them every day right over the radio. Every day. Amen. The Bible teaches us, Jesus teaches us, the apostles teaches us, the saints of old teaches us to crucify the flesh. Mortify your members which are upon the earth. Amen. Hallelujah. But they say, we're just human. But then there stands up on his hind legs a man with a backbone like Joshua. And stood against all that crowd down through the wilderness journey and made it. He was an overcomer, Brother Rock. He said, choose you this day whom you will serve. Whether the gods of your fathers back before the flood are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, in so many words, that led us out of Egyptian bondage. Amen. He said, as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. And he didn't even take a vote on it. He was a man in his house. What he said went. He said, as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Glory to God. Crucify the flesh. Crucify. Oh, just human? Crucify him. Amen. Brother Moore said, I thought I had Lester buried. He said, I went out and looked at his grave one day and one of his legs was sticking out and had to bury him again. Amen. Keep that old human buried, praise God. Hallelujah. You may think you're so sanctified, Brother Bench. Tell about the man that come in, Pastor Seymour Church, before he did, say bleeding sanctification, second death, work of grace, said, never could get mad no more, he said. Talk with the list, kindly. Before he left there, he said he had a fight for me. Amen. Hey, praise God. We need a double dose every once in a while, real often, as a matter of fact. We need to go to church. We need to go to the house of God. We need to be found faithful in the things of God. Which will it be, Christ or license? Amen. Choose you this day whom you will serve. Get us a song. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Amen. The word Laodicea means the people's church. It come a long ways from Ephesus. Ephesus, amen, was the church that was run by the preachers, if you please. Strong men, almost dictatorial and bitter. So bitter about holiness they lost their first love. God told them to repent. But the Laodicean church was people rule. It was the democratic church. It was a clamoring church. The church is always wanting to vote on something. Amen. You know what they wanted? They wanted a smooth-tongued preacher. Amen. We choose whether it'll be a church that's people-run or whether it'll be a church that's spirit-led. Which will it be, Christ or license? Amen. That's the way they get converts. That's the way they lure them in. That's the way they, quote, grow, end quote. Amen. They use worldly tactics, unspiritual means to attain spiritual goals, and say that the end justifies the means. See? But I've seen a bunch of these churches that was people run. It's almost impossible to pastor them. I mean, pastoring a church like that's like pulling teeth without any Novocaine. Amen. I mean, if a preacher preaches any wholeness, old gray-headed wholeness, folks sitting around dying with sympathy pains, afraid their kids going to get mad and leave the church. Don't worry about the kids. They love holiness. They love the challenge. They'll measure up to something. Amen. They're very keen. You may not realize it, but they know a hypocrite when they see one. Amen. He asked the little boy, he said, why does your grandma read the Bible all the time? He said, I think she's cramming for finals. Amen. They know. Amen. We need to read the Bible, live in the Bible, walk with God. Hallelujah. Hey, if you feel like something's wrong and you don't know what's wrong, you're tempted to blame somebody in church, the church, or the preacher, just remember that Jesus is knocking. He's standing at your door knocking. Amen. No matter how corrupt they may be, you can have Jesus. No matter how low down they might get, Jesus ain't low down. And he never failed nobody. And you can pray through for yourself. Draw your 3-foot circle and get right with God and go if you have to go by yourself. Pray if you have to pray by yourself. Stand if you have to stand alone. Stand with me tonight. Amen. And let's pray, Father. We pray, Lord God, that we'll make the grand decision over and over again at the highway that as for me and my house, we'll serve the Lord. Will let me paraphrase, only he who now restrains will restrain. Only he who now holds back will hold back. Now, I read it again. Only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. Then shall that wicked be revealed whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth and destroy with the brightness of his coming? Amen. I was staying in the motel out near Interstate 85 as I preached this revival. I'm preaching on a subject, closed forever. And I saw as we drove in, and the sign was right there close to the motel where I was staying, factory stores, factory outlet stores. And so it wasn't about a mile, maybe less, from the motel. And so I walked down across the road and down the road and walked all the way out to the factory outlet mall out near the interstate, Opelika, Alabama. I knew better than to go. I knew there's no bargains in them factory outlet malls. That's just to come on to get you in there. You can buy it cheaper anywhere on sale than you can there. Amen. But I walked down. I went in several store, bookstore, and some more store, just looking them over. And I passed one store that had done what all the rest of them is going to do, because they ain't going to make it out there. It was closed, and it had a sign on the door, closed forever. I walked on past it, and it rung in my ears. I said, surely not, Lord, surely not. Lord, I can't preach on that. I don't have any background on that. What can I say about it? Here I'm already arguing with God. Because he's already spoke to my heart to preach on. Closed. Forever. I went back to church that night and I preached this message, which I'm about to preach to you this morning. Because the bride shall soon be united with the groom. And the groom longs to see his bride because he loved her and died for it, gave his life for it. And the bride, the two bride, can't wait to be united with the groom. Oh, I've talked to many of them. I've heard them say, I just can't hardly wait. Amen. And let me tell you something this morning. Everybody that's ready to meet him can't hardly wait for that to happen. You're looking at me. He can't wait for it to happen, and she can't wait for it to happen. But something's going to happen down here that you can't grasp this morning. No, it's not soaked into your little old mind. But I want you to enlarge your poor little old pea brain this morning and listen to me. Amen. This thing's closing up. And pretty soon the church as you know it today will be closed forever. The church is going out of business in this world. Oh, there'll be a bunch left to carry on liturgy. But it don't take a Christian that's filled with the Spirit to do that. You can have church like most folks does today without being saved if you read it out of book and perform liturgy and forms and programs. You don't even have to be saved to do that. Pardon me, folks. I mean no insinuation against the reality. But you don't even have to be saved to talk in tongues the way a bunch of them's doing it today. Amen. Mike called me from down at Covington, Kentucky, and he was talking in tongues and interpreting. Every time he talked in tongues, he was interpreting. Mike was. Amen. I said, "What have you been drinking, Mike?" He said, "Budweiser." He'd been to a charismatic church down here in Covington and they'd learned him how to talk in tongues. And in order to impress me, he was talking in tongues and interpreting in order to get me to come down and bail him out. I didn't go. Amen. He listens to the tapes. He'll probably get this one. Amen. And he'll remember. Amen. Oh, yes. This thing's closing up. And if we ever got real, we better get real this morning. If we ever get real, we better get real today. Huh? If we ever get real, we better get real. I mean, it's time to quit the phony and mean business with God. Amen. This thing's closing up. Hey. It was an insolvent store, a factory outlet store, insolvent, amen, in Opelika, Alabama, and it said, closed forever, and the place was empty. And whether the highway of holiness church is empty or not after the rapture takes place is up to you. I hope there's not enough people left, Jerry Wayne, to have a prayer meeting when the rapture takes place. But what a tragedy if the pastor don't go. What a tragedy if the deacons don't go. What a tragedy if some of the charter members don't go. It'll be without God at the end of the world. You sadly turned and walked away from the Lord.
Just when his coming was so near, sound the trumpet, you could almost hear, you said goodbye. At the end of the world. Amen. Boy, if it wasn't for the babies wrestling today, you could hear a pin drop. Amen. You're looking at me. Listen to me. The church as we know it will soon be closed forever. The church is a temporary thing. God in the 15th chapter of Acts said God did visit the Gentiles to take out of them a people for His name. It's not going on forever. Not here. Not down here. He's moving it. Oh, we'll be in big business over yonder, but not down here. Amen. We'll be in big business up there. We'll reign with Him forever and ever. Amen. But not down here. It's just about ready to close. What will happen when the sweet influence of God's gentle people is forever departed from this old sin-soaked, sin-cursed world? What will happen? I'll tell you what will happen. When that withholding influence, that restraining influence is gone, the man of sin will be revealed. You don't have to worry about Social Security. You don't even have to worry about chip inserted underneath your hand to identify your kids. You don't have to worry about chips. They put animals to register them. Amen. As long as the church is here. I'll tell you, sweetheart, when I leave here, I'm taking my 4315651 80 with me. Or leaving it here. Amen. Social Security, praise God, forget it! When the church is gone, Brother Vernie Green wouldn't join Social Security, wouldn't pay it, didn't get a number because he thought it was the mark of the beast. Amen. I honor him for that. He's just off a little on his timing. Amen. The good saints of God, won't he be here to worry about it when a man of sins be revealed, because the mark of the beast won't come till the middle of Daniel's 70th week, and the church will have been gone 3.5 years when that happens. Not only will the church be gone, but the 144,000 will have already been caught up into heaven before the mark of the beast. It can't even happen when 144,000 Jews are seasoning this world with the gospel. As God turns away from the church as we know it and turns to the nation Israel, switches the spotlight on the Jews. And Joel chapter 2 is repeated in the Jewish nation. And 144,000 get saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and preach the gospel to the ends of the earth. Amen. But if you're going to get in the best time and the easiest time and miss the great tribulation, you're going to have to get in the church. If you think the pressure's on now, if you think the peer pressure's tough now, if you think the invitation of the world is acute now, if you think you can't hardly make it now, how you gonna make it then? With everybody in the church praying for you, men of God preaching the gospel, amen, preachers preaching holiness and righteousness and separation from the world, how you gonna make it when she's closed forever? Church is about to close, and it'll never open back up again. America will be a dreadful place when the church is gone. If you think there's corruption now, wait till the church is gone. Amen. Great Britain, the most churched nations in the world, will be the worst hit when the church is gone. Amen. The spotlight will switch. The rest will be left to the mercy of the wrath of God. Amen. The palm worm will eat. The canker worm will eat. The grasshopper will eat.
They will bark the fig tree and joy will wither away among the sons of men. It's only when God's moving by His Spirit that restoration is effected. Amen. And God restores dead and forsaken years, corrupted years, that the palmer worm and the canker worm and the dreadful army that He has sent gnaw away and strip the land of everything good. Horrible things are going to happen when the church is gone, but it can't happen till the church leaves. Hell's going to be opened up. Amen. And demon, locusts are going to be turned loose on men. Amen. It's going to fly like airplanes, have faces like men, and hair like women. Amen. And heinous, terrible looking things. You don't have to get you a tattoo in those days. Amen. God's going to turn some of the most heinous things loose on this world to torment men. They'll even seek death and it'll flee from them. But that can't happen as long as the church is here. 200 million strong, the kings of the east will march across the dried up Euphrates, amen, to fight that dreadful, awful battle in Armageddon. The blood will run 4 feet deep. Amen. That can't happen as long as the church is here. You're the light of the world. You're the hope of this present world. Praise God. You have only to read Daniel 7:25. Amen. And read Daniel 11:36, 37, 38, 39. Amen. When that man of sin is revealed, he will not regard the desire of women. He'll be inhuman in his lack of compassion. He will demand that men worship Him. And in the middle of the week, He'll set His own image up right in the temple of God. But it can't happen, Denver, till the church is gone. Forever. They're holding Him back. Your prayers is the only thing that's saving the day. Amen. Richard told us in the Bible class, if you could have had 5 in Sodom and 5 in Gomorrah, 5 saints, God wouldn't have destroyed it. But God said, Lot, run. Run, Lot. Don't look back. Tell your family not to look back. Amen. Half dragged and running. Amen. His wife dragging her feet. The daughters dragging her feet. And finally his wife could stand it no longer. And yonder in the plains of Zoar, she turned and looked back. And froze into a pillar of salt. She was still standing there. An object of God's wrath on Sodom and Gomorrah the day the Bible wrote the story. And they wasn't pinching her fingers and toes off for souvenirs, neither. Nobody wanted to get that close to her. Amen. Why? God couldn't even destroy Sodom and Gomorrah till Lot got out. His wife didn't leave and got caught in it. Her mind went back. Her heart went back. She looked back. And she was destroyed with it. God could not destroy the world until Noah got on his boat. And God shut the door. I'm glad He did, because Noah would have broke down and opened it for his relatives. Amen. But God couldn't drown the world, including Noah's relatives, till Noah got on that boat. Amen. Ur of the Chaldees never got over Abraham leaving. Amen. They found Ur thousands of years later, 12 miles from the river. The river left Ur. Amen. They found Ur of the Chaldees, once a seaport town, 100 miles from the Persian Gulf. The sea even left Ur. Left her high and dry. A mountain covered by desert sands, a tell for them to dig into thousands of years later. Ur never got over Abraham's exodus. Amen. Egypt was once the leading nation in the world. Amen. It was in those days when Israel was there some 200 years. Amen. That Egypt had her heyday.
It was there with the labor of hundreds of thousands of slaves. She built those huge statues, those magnificent temples that are falling in the dust today. Go to Memphis. They're falling in the dust. Amen. Look at the Sphinx and the pyramids. Memorials of that past history. Amen. They had to prop them up and repair them. Amen. They're in ruins today. They're uninhabited today. They're useless today. Except for the tourist. A mute memorial of God's judgment. Egypt never got over Exodus. God blessed Egypt because Israel was there. God has only blessed this world because you, the saints, are here. God has only blessed America because you are here. That's what made America great. That's why they're trying to break into this country everywhere. Anti-God, demonic forces. Amen. Hell-possessed people trying to get in to enjoy the so-called good life. You don't realize it's the praying saints that have built the bulwarks for this fair land that has led the world. Amen. It is the American dollar that is the most coveted currency in the world today. Amen. When I was in Poland, they said spending the Polish... What is the Polish money? I forgot. Amen. It's the lei in Romania. Amen. It's just like having dollars, he said. Amen. With Polish, like living in America, they said. In Poland, you can buy nothing with their money, and if you got dollars, you can buy anything. In America, you can buy nothing with Polish money. If you got dollars, you can buy anything. Why? Because our currency is worthless. Amen. What gives the dollar its strength? Let me tell you something, folks. It's the church. Take the church out, there'll be no strength. It'll fall apart. Everything's going to fall apart. Amen. Oh yes, when the church is gone, there'll be a vacuum to be filled. A big black hole that's going to become blacker. There's 10,000 times 10,000s and thousands of thousands of demon influences rush in to fill the place where the church is left. And there's no insane asylum. There is no nut house, no mental institution that is as demon possessed and looking for a fix. Amen. I walked through Hughes mental department many times. Sometimes in looking for an individual, I have to walk up and down those aisles and see those people whose minds are deluded and destroyed. Amen. I went to see a dear old white-haired mother that used to shout the victory right here in church. She had tried to kill herself with an overdose and didn't make it. Hallucinating and talking in mysteries half the time, I went to see that dear old saint that once shouted the victory here in church. She told me to my face, she said, I didn't want to see any of you. She said it just brings back memories. And she didn't want to remember the life she'd once known as demons rushed in to take the place where the Spirit of God once lived. You never seen a nut house, a psychiatric ward is going to be as bad a shape as America after the church is gone. I want to tell you, you better make the most of it while she's here, because pretty soon you're going to be a sign on the door. Closed. Amen. It's no time to mess around, but there's more people messing around today than ever. Amen. What should we be doing as the church of the living God? Let me read it to you in Matthew 28:19. Amen. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things which I've commanded you, and lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the world. There it is again. The end, Oster Oakley, of the world. The end, Mike Barker. The end of the world. Amen. And here we stand on the banks of the river, and there's more people messing around than ever before. They've been blessed. They got a little money and they don't know how to spend it without putting God second place. I'll tell you something, folks. We got enough yuppies running the beaches on Sunday this morning. We don't need any more. We need to realize our destiny is to preach the gospel and send the gospel to the ends of the earth. Amen. We got enough people that don't know what to do with their money. They got so much, amen, and they're out for a big vacation. And what they really mean is they want to forget about God. They're not interested in camp meeting. They could care less. Amen, they've seen so much church, they're sick and tired of it. Up to here, I'll tell you something. When folks are sick and tired of church, they ain't going in the rapture, because up there they cry, holy, 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 holy. Amen. And they cease not day and night to praise and glorify God. Hey, you can't take it, huh? Amen. I'll tell you, when God gets done shaking, you wish you hadn't. You may not listen to old LL this morning, but my little shaking today is a whole lot more gentle than when God gets done shaking you. Ask some of them that God's shaking this morning. He's going to keep shaking them too until they shell down the corn. Some of them he'll shake them plumb to death, because it's the only way he can save them. Amen. They're not at church today. They won't be next Sunday neither. They've got too much to do to serve God. Amen. We owe God one day out of every week at least. Amen. And people that are spiritual know that we owe him all seven. And they can't even give him one. Yet they're going to heaven. Don't fool yourself. Yet they're looking for the Lord to come. They're going to die and go to heaven. They will if they have a long enough sick spell and enough pain to pray through. Amen. That's the only thing it's going to save. Preacher in Louisville, Kentucky, amen, dying with cancer, had a long sick spell. Amen, said, I'm glad God gave me a long sick spell, because I wasn't ready to meet God. That's what it took. It took tribulation. Get him ready to meet God. So-called homeless folks that ain't got time, they got to work to go to church. No, you don't. Got to make a living. No, you don't. We got enough people, amen, that's buried in this yuppie dispensation. We got enough people that's buried in this materialistic world today. He don't need you out there, amen. They need you on fire for God. They need you warming a church pew, building a fire in your corner, doing your best for God. You're going to walk up to the church one day soon, and there'll be a sign on the door, closed forever. And you know what was on the inside of that store? A bunch of big old empty boxes. And you know what's going to be on the inside of a bunch of churches when the church is gone? Big old bunch of empty saints. Wondering where the preacher went. Wondering where the saints went. Wondering why people can't pray through. Wondering why you can't get a hold of God. Amen. It's cold and still. And dry. because the church is closed forever. I'm tired of church. I'm tired of going to church all the time. That's because you need to pray through and get a hold of God. That's because you're in such bad spiritually. Your carnality is ruling you. Amen. You won't be back tonight because you can't. The devil won't let you. There's another power controlling your life. You can't be faithful because you can't. The devil won't let you. There's another spirit controlling your life. Amen. You go to church just in case you might have to have somebody to preach your funeral and have a Christian burial. It'd be a disaster not to have a church.